Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin an expository study of the Epistle of James. We will begin with chapter 1, verse 1 in this study titled, The Originally Intended Recipients. We encourage you to visit our website at BBFOhio.com where you can access our playlist of more than a dozen completed expository book studies, including Genesis, Exodus, Psalms, Daniel, Hosea, and Joel in the Old Testament, along with Mark, Luke, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and the book of Revelation in the New Testament. We add several studies each week in our growing catalog that includes playlists covering topics and issues like the local church, contemporary issues, Bible prophecy, etc., all available to download or stream free of charge at bbfohio.com. We also have a 24/7 internet radio station at bbfohioradio.com. As you listen, if you have any questions or comments, you can send those to our email address, bbfohio@protonmail.com, or you can mail your message the old-fashioned way by U.S. Postal, along with any check or money order contributions made out to Bible Believers Fellowship. Mail those to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. And if you wish, you can donate at bbfohio.com by scrolling down to the bottom of the page using the PayPal donation button. And now we join our first study in progress in the book of James. Our study is titled, The Originally Intended Recipients, James 1:1. We begin with a current events update and then get right into the study. This is part one of two. Please, as we go into our current events update. Oh, it's always so quiet. Liberal commie censorship is the story of the week. There's all kinds of liberal commie things going on, but it just amazes me. In the 80s, a lot of the same people that I grew up with who are now liberal commies who want to censor everybody, back in the 80s, that was like the ultimate unpardonable sin. If you censored somebody, you were scum of the earth. Guess what, liberals? Now you're the scum of the earth. Amen. That's who's the scum of the earth right now, is liberals. This is from OAN, but this is reported widely, of course, that there's a House of its Congress, House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., a House panel to hold a hearing on alleged disinformation in the media. What that means is if you're not reporting the hogwash that CNN is reporting, then you are, according to the liberal communists, you are reporting disinformation and must be silenced. That's not a thing. No. A House committee is set to hold a hearing regarding alleged disinformation in broadcast media. Members of the House Subcommittee on Communications Technology said Wednesday's hearing is to examine, quote, disinformation and extremism in the media, end quote. That is basically anybody who is not going along with the liberal propaganda. Liberals lie. And if you don't know that already, there's something wrong with you. I've been saying that for years. And I don't think anybody here is clueless about that. But I ran into an awful lot of Christians who are completely clueless about what the liberal program and agenda is. And the hearing has been criticized as a partisan ploy, you think? As a memo outlining its intention cites articles which specifically accuse Fox News, Newsmax, and OAN of spreading misinformation. This comes after members of the panel sent a letter to several cable companies asking whether they will continue to carry conservative networks. They're trying to pressure your cable company, whether it's WOW, Spectrum, AT&T, Dish, and DirecTV, all the satellite. They're trying to pressure them into not running anything but liberal propaganda, just like they did and do in communist countries. It's exactly what they want. It's only up till recently you couldn't go to an airport without having the communist news network, CNN. And just recently, for whatever reason, they dropped that contract. And so now the airports are supposed to have more variety. I don't know what was behind that. But the fact is, radical Democrats are trying to censor One American News as well as other top conservative outlets from TV airways. That's the fact. This is an attack on our Constitution and the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. That First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's all the COVID lockdowns are trying to do. It goes on to say, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. They used to teach that in school. Now, exactly what this House committee is trying to do is abridge the freedom of speech and of the press. It's exactly what they're doing. And that's why we support Alliance Defending Freedom. Back on the back wall there, you can read a little about what they're doing. And this will go to court. And if the conservative judges, the ones that are supposed to be conservative, if they will abide by the Constitution, they'll throw this law into the septic tank of history. But that's the reason why we're even talking about this. Liberals hate free speech. Liberals fight to take control and then silence anybody that differs with them. If you go to any of the universities, they have what they call free speech zones. And if you're not in the circle, you're not allowed to speak freely. And even in the circle, if you say the wrong thing, they will harass you and try to shut you down. They've done it at Ohio State University. They've done it in the universities all across the country. And if that don't work, then when a conservative or Christian goes onto those campuses to speak, then they rally a bunch of people to throw food and to scream and yell and to try to block the entrances to keep people out. And they end up canceling a lot of those lectures. Because the liberals cannot stand open, free speech. They hate it. That's why it was the liberals who took control of our television and radio stations. And only in radio did you really have a sizable number of radio stations that were not left-wing liberal until Ronald Reagan. And when Reagan came in, He was able to get some of the FCC regulations and rules changed, and that made it more affordable. And that's when people like Pat Robertson started CBN. And and TBN and all. And they got, I know, a bunch of garbage on there, but there's once in a while there's somebody good on there, too. You have to choose between all garbage or a lot of garbage with some good. That's what you're choosing from. So the liberal commies use their power over private companies to do the same. You know, like Facebook. It's not unconstitutional what Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter are doing. It's not unconstitutional. It's the reason it's illegal is because it's a violation of the laws that have been established to stop companies from being monopolies. Antitrust laws are being violated. And our Congress and Senate are doing nothing. You know what they're doing? They're actually calling for more censorship. They're not doing anything to do away with the antitrust monopolies that are going on. Here's another example. This was reported by CBN News. Outright censorship. D. James Kennedy Ministries says it was forced off of Lifetime TV. D. James Kennedy's Truths That Transform. They play some of D. James Kennedy's evergreen sermons, you call them, the things that where he addressed issues, not particulars, so that you can play them and they apply to general cultural issues and that. Then they also have special programs where they bring on attorneys and Christians who are being persecuted and politicians who are giving updates on the what's going on. And Lifetime TV wants to shut them down. Earlier this month, the Lifetime Cable Network reportedly gave an ultimatum to D. James Kennedy Ministries. Does that sound familiar? To eliminate all controversial content from Truths That Transform, its weekly half-hour Christian television series, or the ministry's program would be pulled from the network. That's exactly what happened to us. That means stop telling people the truth that transforms. This is the name of their program. Lifetime told the ministry it would no longer air programming that addressed issues like abortion or left-wing financier George Soros.
You know, that's fascinating.
Yes, well, convenient. How that's evident. I mean, it's just obvious what the who's behind all this. And it refused to carry any of Truth to Transform programming, even broadcasts celebrating George Washington, unless the ministry founded in 1974 by D. James Kennedy agreed to Lifetime's sweeping new demands. They had to agree not to put anything against abortion, anything against transgenderism, anything against gay marriage, not put anything against the liberal agenda, not to talk about George Soros, or their program comes off the air. Well, I'm happy to report that unlike Max Licato, Truths That Transform did not apologize. And they did not agree to do so. So they're off of Lifetime, but they'll spend that money somewhere else and they'll put their programming somewhere else. Now, this is not unconstitutional. Lifetime TV doesn't belong to the government, and it's a cable network. It's not over the air, so it's not bound by some of the FCC regulations that that your local Channel 410, 28, 6, several others. It's simply wicked. It's not unconstitutional, but it's just wicked. And that's why we canceled Dish and don't have cable. We paid a one-time fee for one of those sticks that you put in your TV. There's several to choose from. Roku's one of them. Cloud TV's another. I don't know if they got as many stations, but we can pick and choose what channels we want to watch. Some are free, and some cost you $2 or $3 a month. But for the I think most people are paying at least $50 to $75 a month for garbage. You can use something like Roku, or you can even hook your computer up with an HDMI and put anything that you watch on your computer goes on your TV. And then you can pay anywhere from, I think OAN is $1.99 a month or something like that. And you can have good, solid news coverage. Newsmax right now is free. America's Voice, Real America's Voice with Steve Bannon and some of those guys, it's free. Then you can also, I'm trying to think, there's another one called First Voice or something like that. Now I can't remember what it's called, the lady from the NRA.
Yeah, it's First America. I'll find out.
But anyway, they're free and it's brand new. That's why I can't remember. We just started getting it a couple weeks ago. But I'm just telling you, you could spend half the amount of money you're spending for cable and get it's called PureFlix. And if you pay the one-time annual fee, it's about $80-some, which comes down to like $7 a month. And it's all you can watch. Movies, sitcoms, what's that, Sue Thomas, FBI, we watch that. And a bunch of other old sitcoms on there and all kinds of movies. So I think if Christians become educated and turn off the cable and the dish and all that, it'll make a difference. But that's not it. Look at before we close out our current events, go to Psalm 64. Psalm 64, just the first six verses. I'll read verse 1 while you turn there. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Read verse 2. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. You see, they are doing this stuff in secret. It is a conspiracy. Christians need to get over the fact that liberals use the word conspiracy just like they use the word hate, just like they use the word bigot, just like they use the word discrimination. Racism, those words don't mean anything anymore. And when they accuse you of conspiracy, don't run from it. Admit it. I mean, we're supposed to be honest. And I know, this isn't a theory. Liberals are conspiratorial. They do what they do behind closed doors. They bribe, and sometimes they blackmail to get what they want. Just like it says here, hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity. Read verse 3. Who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. And they say perfect, but the Bible says that it's not sinless. People read that in there. It means someone who's standing with the Lord, standing firm on the truth, and they shoot in secret. A lot of what has happened with the Trump administration, this January 6th so-called insurrection that was Antifa, BLM, who then suckered some of the Trump people in joining them, and they found a few people involved with Oath Keepers. Listen, folks, again, if that was an insurrection, if the liberals think that's an insurrection, they've got another thing coming. When the insurrection happens, not if, and I believe it'll happen after the rapture. I just believe because I won't go into that detail, but when the insurrection happens, you will have millions of gun-owning Americans shooting at you. What happened on January 6th with a picnic with your Sunday school class compared to what a real insurrection in this country will look like? And all the idiots on your boob tube and the local news and national news referring to January 6th as an insurrection are mentally retarded. They haven't got the sense God gave the rear end on an ape. Or they just know they're lying.
Yeah.
Just think about it, folks. How many millions of Americans own, and most of them own multiple guns, hundreds of rounds of ammunition? How many shots were fired January 6th?
None. Just the one when they killed the...
They were fired upon. The people in that Capitol didn't fire a shot. That's how stupid your news media is, your lying Democrats and rhino Republicans in political office are, and anybody who believes that was an insurrection. You're all stupid. If you believe that. If not, you're a liar.
Or just gullible. Extremely gullible.
And there may be some of those. Verse 5 and 6, read that and we'll close it out. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. And we'll stop there. But I'm telling you, we sit there and watch this stuff. And Jenny, she has it right. She says, you know what? They might get by with it right now, but at the great white throne, this is all coming out. They're all going to be exposed and they're going to be cast into an everlasting lake of fire. Amen. Hold on one second. And this is what I want to say to all of our liberals who are trying to shut the Bible out of everything in our country. If the Bible is just a fairy tale, why is it banned in 52 countries? No one goes to prison for reading Cinderella. If it really was made up, then it's supposed to have no power. So why ban it? It's banned because it's the most powerful, freeing, and transforming truth.
Yeah.
Amen. Johnny Butch.
For nowadays, probably almost perfect, but which is John 9:22. Because it's the one where Jesus just
Go ahead and read it. You got it up there. Read it.
He restored the sight of the blind man, and his parents are being questioned by the temple people, and it says, these words spake his parents because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue.
Cancel culture.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
You hit the nail right on the head, Johnny. That's exactly right. That's where we are. This is a book related that I haven't read yet, but I'm looking forward to reading. Breaking the News. Investigative media blockbuster rockets to number 3 on the Amazon hours after launch. Alex Marlowe, and he's exposing the establishment media's hidden deals and secret corruption. That's what we just read about in Psalms. Ain't nothing new under the sun, folks. All right, we're going to start a study of the book of James tonight. James 1:1, the originally intended recipients. That's not quite as good a title as Jill's mom's book, but it's still...
But it's best.
So if you're there, James 1:1, we're just going to read that one verse this evening, and we have plenty to dig into as we start our study. Read that with me. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. Now, we begin our study of James with a look at the human author of God's divinely inspired words. And there's a reason why this is important for you to understand, and we'll get into that as we continue the study. But the name James, I just want to mention this, is the English translation of Jacob. And the Textus Receptus, you would find Jacobus is Jacob. And Jacobus is the Greek transliteration of Hebrew. And that's where it comes from. So that's why, for example, of the Stuart family, the Stuart and Stuarts in England, you have King James the First of England. They have Scottish titles too. I don't try to keep up with all that. But I think it was King James the First and King James the Sixth of Scotland. And but anyway, those who followed the family, the Stuart line through King James the Second and the Third, they were called Jacobites and Jacobins. And I won't get into all that, but the Stuart line was then replaced by the House of Windsor, and that was George. And I believe it was the third that was king whenever the revolution took place, and he served for about 60 years. There were only two monarchs in England that served longer than King George the Third. Victoria and Elizabeth, who's alive now. Guess who number 4 was? King James the First. Yeah. That's not really useless information, by the way. It's good information. But anyway, so Jacob is James. And James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you have to ask, which James? Because there's more than one. And I'll quote Peter Ruckman from his Ruckman Reference Bible, the notes on James, page 1617 in the first edition. Quote, the writer of the epistle is undoubtedly James Zebedee. I love that last name. As a matter of fact, if Charlie and Olivia were going to have a boy, I was going to recommend Zebedee as a name. And... yeah, it's fun to say. So, yeah, there might be some Zebedees out there that are called Zeb. How do we know who this James is? It's scripture with scripture. But I want to start with just the chart that you can get on our website. You know, we've got 37 charts, and they're all free, PDFs. Go to bbfohio.com, resources at the top banner, and then click on charts, and then you can download them. the 12 apostles, how many do you think you could name if I didn't show you that chart? Most Christians can only name a handful at most, and I'm one of them that gets kind of mixed up once in a while. And I lose one or two. But Simon, Peter, and Andrew are brothers. And then is James and John. If they lived today, they'd be called James Zebedee and John Zebedee. Or they might be called James Zebedeeson and John Zebedeeson, because they're the sons of Zebedee. That's where names like Carpenterson and Johnson, son of John. You know, I don't know of any Millersons, but Williamson, yeah. So anyway, that's one of the James. And there's Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, who's always called Doubting Thomas. That's a very unfair name to use for him. He was a Berean, is what he was. Then number 9 is James.